This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
But I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Is still spinning on its axis. The sun is shining, depending on where you are on the planet. And I'm still breathing, and so are you. Even you people that need safe space. Yes, we have a new president, President Donald J. Trump. And Super Don, I know you're here. We're going to do some Freshman Friday things with Captain Morgan. Super D, did you actually watch the inauguration while you were working?
I did. Yeah, okay. I did, and I watched it after because they, you know, he had to go down and get on Marine One and then fly, you know, over to the White House, and they had a luncheon and all this kind of stuff. And yeah, then they had the protesters and stuff, which was another
side
of the situation that was going on, which is ridiculous.
You know, but what? The protesters don't make any sense to me. Captain Morgan, I know you saw the inauguration as well. What is it with millennials crashing through Starbucks and breaking their windows and not stealing coffee? I mean, there's no sense in this.
No. Don't you blame this on millennials. All of my friends and I were celebrating and cheering while we peacefully watched on Facebook Live. So I don't know what millennials you're referring to.
All right. Well, maybe. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to be an overgeneralizer. So thank you for calling me out on that, Captain. But yeah, you know what? And folks, we do have health and healing on here. We're talking a little political healing, transition of power. Those listening around the world, we got Australia, we got Asia, we got South America, we got England, of course, and Europe. And everybody's watching this. It's a big deal because the United States has its tentacles, for better or worse in some cases. Again, we are self-effacing. We look at these things and talk about it on the air. All over the world, the impact. There's a peaceful transition of power. It happened. You know, those doomsayers on the political right who said Obama was going to destroy America and he wouldn't give up power. We didn't play those games. And yet at the same time, I was very, happy to hear a number of things in the inaugural speech by Donald Trump, particularly the fact that he really didn't talk about himself. It wasn't all about I this, I that. I was so sick and tired. I'm just being honest with Obama. It was all about him. I did this. Mm-hmm. I did that. I'm like, Donald Trump was all about power back to the people. Now, whether he accomplishes it or not, again, that's something that will be determined as we go. But I think the theme was very one of empowering the people as opposed to saying it's all about us elitists in Washington, D.C., which he took to task right away. So I have to say thumbs up on that speech. It wasn't elaborate in detail, but I don't want to sit for an hour and a half in an inaugural address. I don't know about you. I liked its succinctness.
It was, I think it was like 20 minutes.
Less than that. Less. Like 16 to 18 minutes.
Yeah. And I thought it was just refreshing in a way, because he literally just spanked everybody that was standing behind him.
Yep.
While he was,
I liked it.
He did.
You know, I thought that was great. For me, probably the most significant thing, aside from his remarks, was, and I think everybody probably goes through this every time that there's an inauguration, seeing Obama there and just looking at it and going, okay, so that guy right there, he's no longer president. It was kind of weird for me. I don't know for you, but I was just kind of looking at it, and they're talking with each other, and it's kind of like, wow, that guy's president. That guy's not president. It's kind of strange. And I thought it was interesting that Hillary was there.
Yeah, it was interesting. And did you notice the look that she was giving Bill when he was looking at Melania?
No, I didn't.
The patterns don't change, folks.
Yeah, that's all over Twitter.
Don't change. The stripes necessarily don't change. Anyway, but Captain, your impressions. I'm eager to hear how you viewed and heard, this transition. How did it impact you?
Well, I was very impacted, and more than I thought I would be. I'm generally not a person that is overly impressed by a lot of pomp and circumstance. I don't feel like a lot of ceremony is necessary for most things in life that tend to receive a lot of ceremony. But this was actually a pretty special moment to see all of the past presidents. The Bushes were there, George and Laura Bush, and then the Obamas and the Clintons all there. And then here comes Donald Trump, who I first knew from reading his book, The Art of the Deal, back when I was in sales, like back in college. So I've only ever known him as kind of your average American businessman, or better than average American businessman. And so I felt like his speech just really rang true to me, that he is somebody who has never been in politics. He's had to kind of play by politics rules his whole life, just like the rest of us. And now he's in office to do something about it. And I felt like he expressed that really well and succinctly. I felt like it was a great unifying speech. And as you said, empowering, which, part of the reason I love our show is that the motto is the power to heal is yours. And he's saying, the power to build up our country is yours. It's not in the hands of the government. We're just going to get out of your way and let you do it. Now, to play a little bit of devil's advocate, though, there are people who are then saying that things like building a wall and quote-unquote interfering with trade agreements is not the government getting out of the way, but I feel like that's kind of the only thing that the government is supposed to be doing, and that doesn't bother me. I'm excited to see him bring a fresh perspective to those things. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I've said in terms of trade agreements, they've been basically to the benefit of globalists and globalism. Haven't been to the benefits of necessarily America, if you believe America is we the people. If you believe America is them, the corporation, it's been great, right? And so what Trump has brought in, from a populist perspective, but certainly a non-globalist perspective, is it is a constitutional authority to negotiate trade deals, but trade deals that are good for America and Americans. That's different than the globalists that preceded him, like the Bushes, like the Clintons, and even to some extent Jimmy Carter, who was there. He was picked out as a member of the Trilateral Commission and Council on Foreign Relations. So we go back to globalism in the American presidency throughout the 20th century that took us away from, this is a country that is really good because of its ideals and because of the limitations we placed on government. And, I know, and like what you're saying, Captain, about some people didn't view it as a positive thing because they believe in government intervention. Some believe in it more globally. Some believe in it more domestically. And a lot of folks that are dependent upon government may be a little frightened because they can't conceive of, well, how will I survive without the handout? And, of course, I mentioned this yesterday on the Sacred Fire of Liberty, the concept of charity. Charity is suffocated out of reality when the government takes it over and mandates it at the force of a gun. So, for me, I have more faith in human beings to help other human beings. That's not me being naive to say that humans can't be cruel and unusual to other humans. We know that. But government is there to step in those times to say, we're going to limit that. But, again, it's a different time. There's a new sheriff in town, per se, but hopefully this is a sheriff that says, I'm taking on government, not the people.
Right. And I feel a little bit like something I was reflecting on this morning is kind of that balance when a parent is raising you, right? When do they do things for you and help you out and intervene and do your homework? And when do they step back and say, hey, listen, like, you've got to figure this out. And then you're better and stronger because of it. Well, I feel a little bit like giving the government back to the people and downsizing a lot of these government organizations. Sure, it's a little bit painful as first. It's hard when your parent takes off the training wheels, but at the same time, that's how you grow stronger and you figure out a different way of doing things. And I personally am really excited to see that happen. I think there is far too much respect for bureaucracy once you get into government. I think it's good that he's questioning those things.
Well, as well,
and I think,
go ahead, Super.
I think it's interesting. I mean, are there literally people out there that are saying that Trump should not be interfering with trade agreements?
That was some commenting on Twitter. Yeah. Wow.
That is just bizarre to me because it's like, who negotiated those trade agreements to begin with? It was our government.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, would you argue against somebody renegotiating their mortgage? Or maybe renegotiating their employment contract.
Better terms, better deals, more money, whatever. Yeah, to your benefit. Yeah, absolutely. That's the art of the deal as well, and that's why it is kind of timely to have someone in that understands that concept. And he acknowledged that you must recognize that every country on the planet has their own best interest, number one, as the priority. And you go into a negotiating deal, and you know that. And therefore, you can negotiate from strength and power and understanding as opposed to the idea that, well, you are not us, so you don't have a right to try to negotiate your best deal, right? But what we have with globalism is that the deal that is made is not good for any one country. In fact, it's good for the global corporations that have no allegiance to any nation or state. That is globalism, my friends. That is not at all in favor of any independent sovereign nation. So, you know, it's a fascinating time where we're waking up and saying, you know what, we really got to rethink what government is doing here and how it plays in the corporate sandbox on planet Earth.
Agreed. I think it's time for America to take care of its own health a little bit first before it tries to help everybody else. Just like we say here, you really can't help others unless you're healthy and strong yourself. So I think it's time we put on our own oxygen mask.
Yeah, beautiful. And, you know, the establishment Republicans, if we talk about the parent kind of concept you were bringing up, Cap Morgan, we got about a little bit before break here real quick. They want to pull the Obamacare Band-Aid up a little bit at a time. And, of course, it hurts every little bit. And it takes a long time. It's slow. As opposed to, I think Trump would say, rip the freaking thing off and let's get the healing going. Right. And sometimes you got to do that and go, we got to put up our big boy pants now. Right. Or that new drug from the FDA, Groaset. Right. Testicular fortitude. Toughen up. And if somebody can't toughen up, maybe you can help them along the way, but don't stop because they're crying in the corner, right? When your kids are crying in the corner, you don't stop everything. You got to urge them on. You got to support them and keep moving forward. That's what we're going to do here. We got to take a break. We're going to be back with comments of the day, questions of the day. Billy DeMoss from CalJam in February in Southern California. We'll talk with him in chiropractic as well. And another bonus Freshman Friday segment coming up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, remember today on the show we got Billy DeMoss coming up next hour previewing the California Jam in February out there in Southern California. That's going to be awesome. So all of you who love Doctors of Chiropractic, and even if you don't, you will after that. So stick around. For now, though, Super D, we got follow-ups on, you know, questions come in. We try to answer them, and then maybe we don't answer them correctly or fully, and then it's often followed by a comment of the day.
Yes.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, here's an idea.
Oh. Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
Today's comment coming through in follow-up to my response to a question from, I don't even know if it was the same person. This is from Taffy. I just don't remember sometimes who asked the question because, you know, it's okay if somebody asks the question and then I answer it and somebody else comments on it. That's okay, too.
No, it stimulates a thought in someone else and then they comment on it.
Yeah. So Taffy says, too funny, Super Don not knowing what hot yoga was.
Now, why? Okay. Why is that funny? Am I just supposed to automatically know what hot yoga is?
Well, you are a hot yogi, aren't you?
A hot yogi, yes.
Hey, boo-boo.
Smarter than the average bear.
That's right. Hey, boo-boo. She says, hot, I don't know, it struck her as funny. Taffy was thought it was funny, so we'll give her that. Who knows what strikes people as funny? Hot yoga, also known as Bikram yoga, Taffy reminds us. Yeah, I forgot that name yesterday. I remember Bikram, B-I-K-R-A-M.
I wouldn't know Bikram yoga from hot yoga, so it didn't help me any.
Well, you wouldn't have to because they're the same thing, evidently, apparently.
All right.
Now, she goes on, and it's quite shocking because I estimated the temperature in a strip mall yoga shop, right? But she says the temperature was 116 degrees.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you just go do yoga in Death Valley or something, right? The Sahara Desert.
Yoga in hell. though places differ in their temperature setting and not at a strip mall, she says, I had to leave twice. I was so nauseous, and my mat was near the door so the cool air could be felt.
Isn't that cheating, though?
But I think survival says, yeah, if you're going into 116 degrees, I'm by the door where the cool air is, right? People are dripping all over, and their towels are all soaked.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Well, yeah, that's why I said. It's like it's got to smell wonderful. I tried it twice, Taffy says, with a boyfriend that loves it. Not fun. 95 degrees might be a bit more tolerable, as Robert mentioned, that temperature, Taffy. So there you go. And, you know, the thing is, I've heard stories about the founder of Bikram Yoga that's just like he's a really weird dude. Not that being weird is bad, but just like weird in a weird in a bad way, maybe. Because, you know, if I'm doing hot stuff, it's in a sauna, right? Because you can tolerate temperatures like that. Doing it and heating up the entire room with 50 other people or even 20 other people, you better like them a lot, because there's going to be some things.
Look, I'm sure there are people out there that swear by it. And, you know, I mean, we're not dissing on other people's ways that work for them. That's what the show's about. You know, you have the freedom to choose whatever you want to do that works for you, right?
I thought I had the freedom to diss people that do hot yoga. I don't.
Well, you do have the freedom to do that as well, but I just don't want to offend any hot yoga people out there.
Well, listen,
that came out wrong.
We would never offend hot yoga people. We love hot yoga people. Oh, my gosh. No, but what I'm saying, my concern, of course, there, you know, when you're working in that type of temperature, it's often enough just to listen, just relax, sit down in a sauna and allow the sweat to happen, right, with the far infrared we've talked about. To do anything strenuous, I would not argue that's a good idea, especially for somebody new to yoga, right, or any kind of physical strenuous activity. That could be dangerous. I mean, come on, 116 degrees, yoga, you've never done anything like that. I think that's not where we start. Let's start with room temperature yoga, right? Room temperature yoga. Okay.
You know, I think like anything else, if you're going to go extreme, then you're going to have to be careful, because I know a lot of people have, you know, the sweat lodge thing is right. Something that I've heard about, and people have died from that. So, you know, just being careful no matter what you're doing, especially if you go to extremes.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody has died watching somebody do hot yoga. I mean, just like, oh my gosh, right? So be careful out there,
laughing,
folks.
Maybe.
Okay. Be careful out there, folks. Stay warm, but maybe not too warm. But yeah, get a sauna. Absolutely. We'll talk more about that. So thank you, Taffy, for that. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing, liberty on this a remarkable day in these United States. Looks like we got some more things to do regarding questions of the day after this related to gastrointestinal health. So don't go anywhere. Hold on to that colon.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, everybody, hold on to their gastrointestinal system on the commercial break, hopefully, so we can tackle some more listener feedback or listener input or listener asking for output, right? No pun intended on the colon blow references here to this one. But we do have very important questions of the day, and when they relate to the gastrointestinal tract, they usually go to the top of the list. That's how important they are.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day is coming from Becky. Becky, and she doesn't mention anything about hot yoga, so we'll move on from there. Okay. Let's see. By the way, if you have questions about hot yoga, send pictures. No, that you know, I was just channeling Liam Sheff. That was a Liam Sheffism. I love you, Liam, and my prayers and love are with you. I know you're suffering, so I had to do a Liam joke.
Boy.
Liam joke. All right, now, this was for, oh, look, they mentioned you too. Hi, RSB and Superdon. I love listening to your show. What is, what? It's not the Super Don show. Come on. What is this? I'm playing second fiddle to my producer?
You don't want to you don't want to share?
I don't want to share. I'm like the 2-year-old. Jeez. I don't share my stuff. No, you know how much I love it when they refer to Super Don. I really do. That's cool, Becky. Thank you for that, because he is an integral part of these United States of Health Talk Radio and beyond. All right, so Becky says, my fiancé has had a pain in his sigmoid colon area for several years. You remember Sigmoid and the Sea Monster? Was that Sid and Marty Krofft show?
Maybe. I was thinking it's like Sigmund Freud.
Sigmund. Yeah. Anyway, Sigmoid. Oh, okay. So for several years he's had this problem. He has bouts of IBS. That's known as irritable bowel syndrome. Several times a month, and occasionally has small amounts of blood in his stool. He's not into natural health as much as I am, but he knows the dangers of colonoscopies and doesn't want to get one. Ooh, okay. Now, remember, in a colonoscopy, Super D, they're sticking a pipe up your bum and looking around. And I know it's not like a big pipe, but still, there are risks associated. There's a camera at the end of a snaky thing, and they're looking around for stuff. And perforations of the colon do happen. And that's a very, very dangerous thing, because sometimes it happens and you don't even know it happens. In fact, I had an aunt years ago who's the wife of my dear departed Uncle Bob. Right? I talked about him because he was the medical doctor that told me not to become a medical doctor, if you remember that.
I do, yes.
And she went in for a colonoscopy. 24 hours later, she's deathly ill. She's got a high fever, very dangerous, and it turns out they, in fact, perforated her colon in the colonoscopy procedure. Now, I'm not saying it happens every time, but it is not an illegitimate fear, an irrational fear, right? When they say, I want to give you a colonoscopy, they better have a damn good reason, right? And not just because you're 50. If you're 50 and eating garbage, okay. But what happens when they go in there and find something? Okay, so that's the next phase of this, right? So he doesn't want to get one, her fiancé. But he really wants a diagnosis before he starts on a health regimen. See, here's the thing. I don't know if you need to wait for a diagnosis to go on a healthier regimen to Becky's fiancé. That, to me, is a bit of a cop-out. Oh, I'm not going to start eating well unless I know there's something wrong, right? That's just not the way to go about this. You can go ahead and assume that you've got something going on there based on your symptoms. Now, unless you're afraid you've got, cancerous tumor in there, of course, and you want to find out, that's fine. I'm not saying don't find out, but again, the risk associated with finding out is that they'll frighten you into doing a procedure or procedures that may be worse than what you're dealing with that could be dealt with in another way, which I guess is where the questions go now, or maybe they go a little bit in that direction. Because Becky then says, my question is, what are the other options besides colonoscopies, right? So, I don't know. Is there anything from Hollywood that you can, like, swallow a camera and let it transit through your GI tract and take pictures along the way, little intestinal selfies?
You know, I think there is.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I'm pretty sure there is, yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, that's not my area of expertise, the technology. We've covered, like, you know, these things that they say. We can swallow this, it'll take pictures all the way through. But, you know, I just don't know. You know, there are other analyses in a technological sense, the EAV machines, electroacupuncture, according to Vol, and there's so many out there that I'm not going to give you names of them, but if you work with holistic doctors and health professionals, some of them will hook you up to these things that will give you an indication of diagnoses without having to be invasive about it, you know, detecting the energies. There are certainly technologies like... thermography, although I'm not familiar with how well thermography can detect abnormalities deep within the GI tract. They can certainly show temperature abnormalities in terms of unusual hot or cool spots in and around the body. Ultrasound is another one. We've talked to a doctor I remember up in New York who is very adept at utilizing ultrasound to diagnose, which is a little less invasive, although some folks will say, no, that's still invasive. It's not the same as ionizing X-ray technology, for instance, or CAT scans. My dad worked years ago for his father who invented, my grandfather. His name was William Bell, and he was an inventor. He invented some really cool stuff, and he had developed some things in terms of barium technology. Barium is a low ionizing X-ray kind of, it emits radiation so that when you swallow this barium, you can do a much more detailed visual scan. But again, it involves ionizing radiation, so you may or may not want to do that. But I'm just telling you, that's out there as an option, Becky, for your fiancé to analyze and look at the entire colon, including the sigmoid colon. So these are things you can do. Now, having said all of that, you know, are you going to wait to start eating clean foods? Are you going to wait to do the silver aloe protocol? Are you going to wait to do probiotics? Are you going to wait to clean up your diet and go organic and non-GMO? I mean, there are homeopathic remedies that can address the symptoms of IBS, IBD as well. And, you know, all of those are in the chapter, a number of those are in the chapter on the silver aloe protocol in Unlock the Power to Heal. But in terms of diagnostics, you know, I've thrown out a few ideas. Maybe my listeners know of others. You listening right now, if you have some other thoughts of a non-invasive, non-toxic, non-ionizing radiation way to determine the health of the GI tract. Other than, you know, as a homeopath, we would say, what are your symptoms? Talk to me about your bowel patterns. But we already know something about that because Becky has revealed that. So there are issues there. So there you go. I don't know if colon hydrotherapy is right for you. I do often recommend it to folks because cleaning out that colon is a good thing. Super Don, do you have anything to add to that?
No.
No, okay.
No.
there's addition. I didn't notice this. Oh, my gosh. Becky wrote more. If there's time. Yeah, we have a little time here. He also deals with frequent vertigo, chronic fatigue, headaches, and also migraines once or twice a year. Ooh, now we're getting somewhere. Good job, Becky. He is a master plumber and has come into contact with many chemicals through breathing and skin contact. And he has probably come into contact with mold and asbestos as well. Any help is a blessing. Thank you so much for all you do to help us heal ourselves. God bless you, Becky. Well, God bless you for caring enough to reach out. Yeah, this gives me a lot more information to go on, Super D. If you're in plumbing, there's no way you're getting out without some level of heavy metal interaction. Heavy metals can set the stage for all kinds of abnormalities within the tissues of the body, including the GI tract. So moving by increasing selenium, number one on my list, whole food selenium, because selenium is critical for binding and excreting heavy metals. And, of course, the silica will address intestinal integrity, all connective tissue integrity, which can be associated with some of the things you're suffering from. If you're dealing with migraines, headache, and fatigue, guess what? Your liver has been congested, perhaps for years. So your fiancé needs to really look at doing something like homeopathic detoxifying remedies. I mentioned extra selenium, milk thistle, dandelion. How about alpha-lipoic acid? How about saunas, far-infrared saunas? We've talked about that, and this is a very big adjunct to all heavy metal detoxification to reduce the burden on the liver and the kidneys. And, of course, you know, everything that we do to detoxify the body is going to be, you know, just it becomes all the more urgent based on the type of work that your fiancé does. Asbestos, they talk about impacting, of course, the lungs, so you can nebulize silver if you want. Of course, with mold in the lungs, nebulizing silver, again, a very, very important thing to do. So, Becky, God bless you for asking the question, and your love for your fiancé is well received here, and hopefully this is helpful to him. Maybe you can give a little listen and say, I'm not waiting for a diagnosis. I need to clean up my act now, and I can do basic things, whether I know something's in the gut that doctors will want to cut out or not. No waiting required. All right, how's that? Helpful?
Yeah, I was just going to say, how ironic is it that somebody who's a master plumber through their work has caused some problems with their internal plumbing? Right?
Yeah, their own plumbing needs some help. So you got to call the internal plumber who is here to fix the kitchen sink and
the
more.
Holistic right. Roto-Rooter.
Yeah,
that's what you
exactly.
need.
That's okay. What we like. All right, so hey, there's new stuff going on. As I said, no political saviors. I am glad that Trump is replacing Obama and not Hillary Clinton. I am. I honestly have said it, and I'm saying it again. Doesn't mean that everything's all right and it's all perfect now. We got new state legislative sessions beginning, and it turns out, yes, the move to mandate vaccines on the state level is still moving forward in full force. We got an article linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com through Health Impact News, of course, thanking the NVIC Advocacy Portal, nvicadvocacy.org. And you're going to see that there are bills that are threatening exemptions and informed consent in numerous states, including Minnesota, New York, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Virginia, New Jersey, and Oregon. There are bills pending on mandates, impacting mandates in Indiana, Kentucky, Missouri, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Virginia, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Mississippi, right? Mississippi impacting vaccine mandates for adults, right? Vaccine tracking, reporting, Texas, New York, others about ingredients in Missouri, in Nebraska, in Montana. So, folks, you know, again, this is not a time to rest on our laurels. And just because Barack Obama is president no longer, it doesn't mean we can rest on our laurels any more than just because Donald Trump is president now that we can rest on our laurels. Again, the mandates are not a federal issue yet. Of course, we've seen bills trying to be pushed through that have not been successful on the federal level. But we have an issue now on the state level that you cannot go to sleep because Trump is president. We have more support on the federal level than ever before based on that. But on the state level, go to the nvicadvocacy.org website and stay up on it. We'll keep you updated here, and we'll cover it and go grab any experts in states that this is happening to mobilize efforts to push back on attacks on your health, freedom, and healing liberty, particularly when it comes to your children. But remember, they're going after you, moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas. They want all adults to get vaccinated because they got to pay back their donors, largely from the pharmaceutical industrial complex. All right, we'll be back. Walking, running, biking to work. How much money does it take? We'll find out after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, I don't think anybody likes to be pushed around, forced to do stuff. But for some reason, there are certain segments of our population, Super Don, that love to push people around. And the bullies are not always corporations. The bullies sometimes are liberal Democrats in California trying to force their vaccine views on everybody else by forcing you to do that to yourself or your kids. And, you know, again, I'll just say it this way. If it were right-wing Republicans doing it, I would be saying the same thing. Just so happens in California, much of the country, you're seeing this push for mandatory vaccines coming from that side of the political aisle. Now, in terms of forcing people to exercise, how well does that work? Have you ever been forced to exercise?
sort of. Okay. I think you were, too, at one point. If you think about it, I mean, I remember at least at one point in time that when if you went to school, you were forced to exercise, right?
Well, yeah, it's part of gym class, but I'm even thinking of parents that said, I'm not driving you.
I know. I was stretching it, trying to find some example that would work, but you're right. I mean, in general, you know, once you become an adult, it's not necessary.
But okay, let's switch it up. How about being paid to exercise? Somebody gave you money. How would that impact your willingness to do so?
Maybe. Okay. I think so. Yeah.
So the carrot and stick approach, you know, it's like not carrots, but it's like dangling some money and you're going to walk and get it. Okay. Well, there's a new study out that apparently says, indeed, paying people to walk works until... until you stop paying them. But it could be a moment of dove. Like, really? You're going to pay me and now you're not paying me? Well, I'm not going to go walking, right? Mm. The thing is, if you weren't walking to begin with and you were paid to walk, your incentive for walking wasn't for the benefits intrinsic to walking, which is like better health, right? Physical fitness, etc. So it makes sense that this study confirmed what we would consider to already be self-evident, right? When you stop paying them to walk... Of course, they were targeting senior citizens here. These were like 80-year-old people, and I don't know if they were in nursing homes, but obviously they still could walk. But they started giving them some money, or and some they said, well, you can have the money, you can give it to charity, whatever. But anyway, in either case, that monetary incentive worked, and then when they stopped paying them, they stopped doing the behavior, stopped walking. Yeah.
That sounds so silly, but, yeah. You know, it makes a lot of sense. And, I have seen these pilot programs over the years where they've done this, where they try and pay people to eat better, or pay people to, you know, do these things that they know people should be doing. And they think that, well, maybe if you know, you give them something, a reward,
yeah,
to get them to have a good habit, that maybe they'll just do it, you know, when you stop giving them a reward.
Right,
and
right.
The problem with this, in my opinion, just like with this one we're talking about now with the walking, is that if you're going to create a new habit, you've got to have some type of motivation behind it that makes it so that you're doing it for what we would consider the right reason.
Yeah,
why would people start walking?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't feel well. They believe that by exercising that it's going to give them better health or better longevity,
right,
or whatever, right? Money is not it. Because, like they found out, if the money stops, then they have no reason to do it anymore.
You're right. There's the internal motivation is not there. Now, if you're going after 80-year-olds to pay them to walk, maybe some of them have arthritis and not enough money in the world to get them to walk through that pain. Although, sometimes walking through the pain can get movement going and resilience returns. But, again, these are bigger questions. I just find it, it's sort of funny. It's like, were they really surprised? And, by the way, you leftist Democrats, you want everybody vaccinated in California? Why don't you pay them? Give them money. They'll do it. They won't buy one. Oh, sure.
But course, I don't know. Don't think we would get behind that one.
No, we wouldn't. The point is also that the people who are willing to get vaccinated, they're going to do it whether there's money or not because they perceive a benefit. Now, the other aspect of that is, of course, their fear of not being able to send their kids to school is another thing. And that's like a negative reward. And in other words, you're being punished if you don't do the behavior. It's sort of like telling the seniors, if you don't walk, we're gonna hammer your toes to the floor. And you're like, I think I'll choose walking, right? It's not a real positive thing to do, but that's the game they're playing. And of course, those people that know the real dangers of vaccines and the fact that they aren't efficacious, they're not gonna subject their kids to it even for money because they've seen what happens when their kids get vaccinated, some into the autism spectrum. All right, folks, we're going to take a break here. We got a news break. We got a whole hour of broadcast healing heading into the weekend coming up. Billy D's going to join us from the California Jam. Cap Morgan's going to be back for another round of Freshman Friday. I think she's going to throw some glucose tolerance factor chromium at us today. So stand by for that and a whole lot more because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I've dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.